Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's December 24, January 25 edition on page 55, entitled, On the Side of Angels. After a food pantry's delivery vehicles were vandalized, the community got them rolling again, by Sarah Chase. At Blessed Angels Community Center in San Antonio, there's always something happening. Tucked into an aging strip mall, the emergency food pantry has been providing low-income city residents with essential groceries and anything else they need, including clothes, diapers, and medical equipment, for the past 10 years. Many of the Blessed Angels programs run year-round, such as its lively senior center, where older adults can get a hot lunch for no charge, play a game of bingo, or take a free exercise class. Other offerings rotate with the season. Free farmers markets in the spring, backpack giveaways in the summer, toiletries collections for homeless veterans in the fall. As the holidays approach, Blessed Angels takes things up a notch, says its founder and CEO, Marion Thomas. For Thanksgiving, the nonprofit gathers and distributes tons of groceries, including countless turkeys, to needy families. And then after that, she says, we'll go right into Christmas with toys for the kiddos. In December 2023, however, exactly 2 weeks before Christmas Day, the hustle and bustle at Blessed Angels ground to a halt. That Monday morning, Thomas and her small staff were gearing up for a huge toy giveaway on Friday, with volunteers wrapping up Barbie dolls, computer games, skateboards, and more for the kids. But first, the Blessed Angels team needed to make some special deliveries. Over the next couple days, they plan to drop off groceries to 150 homebound and disabled seniors, as they do every month. We try to give them everything they need, since it's hard for them to get to the store, Thomas explains. And this time, in addition to the usual fresh produce and pantry staples, the seniors would receive holiday treats: turkey, cornbread, stuffing, green bean casserole, and cake. We were sending out a little extra because it was Christmas. We even put in blankets, gift cards, things to make them smile, Thomas says. But when two employees went to the strip mall's back parking lot to start loading up delivery vehicles, they were shocked. Thieves had broken through the locked gate and wrecked havoc. One of the four white vans was missing its tires and wheels. The vandals had also bashed in the second vehicle's windows looking for anything else they could steal and damaged the hood trying to cut out the battery. Thomas and her team were heartbroken. I would never think that anyone would try to steal from us because we help everybody, she says. Fixing the damaged vehicles on the gate was going to be a huge blow to the center's small budget, cutting into funds that would otherwise buy more toys for the upcoming giveaway, and the remaining cars couldn't handle the grocery deliveries. What about those seniors waiting for their food? As the police arrived and the cleanup began, Thomas made a quick post to Blessed Angels' Facebook page asking for prayers. That evening, Thomas got a call at home from Bexar County Constable Catherine Brown, a longtime friend of the center. She'd seen the post, and she'd listened sympathetically as Thomas explained the situation. I just don't know what we're going to do, Thomas had said tearfully. Don't worry, Brown reassured her. We've got your back. By early Tuesday morning, five of the constable's deputies were at Blessed Angels, packing the groceries and other goodies into their cruisers. Then they hit the road, knocking out all the deliveries in record time and bringing holiday joy to the recipients in the process. I got so many calls from the seniors saying how happy and how grateful they were that the constable's office stepped up, Thomas says. And the constables weren't the only ones pitching in. Later on Tuesday, Thomas got a call from Jason Pena, who owns Blackjack Speed Shop, an automotive accessories store and garage, with local legend Tim Duncan, a former NBA player for the San Antonio Spurs. Having heard on the local news about the nonprofit's car troubles, Pena and Duncan offered to repair Blessed Angels' vehicles no charge. By the next day, Blackjack had one car back in action with four brand new tires and was working on fixing the other. And as the word spread about what had happened at Blessed Angels, more community members stepped up. Longtime supporters Kim Rapier-Verrette and Glenn Verrette offered to fund a secure place to park the vans in the future. The president of the San Antonio Northeast Rotary Club stopped by with a check for $500. The local chapter of the Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity contributed brand new bicycles for the giveaway, and the Optimist Club of San Antonio donated even more toys. Never in my wildest imagination could I imagine someone would do all of that for us, Thomas says. In the end, the toy giveaway was a huge success. Almost 2,000 children and their families attended, snapping pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and going home with something to smile about for the holidays. We converted the center into a little toy shop, and a line wrapped almost around the entire mall, Thomas says. It was an amazing Christmas for the kids. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, January 14th, 2025. If you'd like to learn more about Ayers LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AyersLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a giving week.